Palestinians continue to dig out and assess the damage from Israel's three-week occupation of the West Bank. They've discovered ministries sacked, broadcast outlets destroyed, and the security apparatus dismantled. NPR's Anne Garrels traveled to the West Bank city of Ramallah, where she says the Palestinian Authority is now unable to govern.
Even before the Israelis' latest operation, their blockade of the West Bank and Gaza Strip had undermined the Palestinian economy. Mohammed Shtaya, director of the Palestinian Economic Council for Development and Reconstruction, estimates 70% of the economy is now at a standstill, with two-thirds of the population below the poverty level. He is collecting estimates on new damage. $60 million in Ramallah, $140 in Nablus, and $150 million in Jenin, just for starters. Shtaya believes the goal of Israel's recent actions was to put an end to the Palestinian Authority as a civil government capable of exercising power.
I believe that the title under which Sharon has invaded the Palestinian territories was not only as he claimed, to really arrest and kill. What we have seen is that he came, he arrested, and he killed, and he destroyed.
As he left for a donors' conference in Norway, Shtaya said Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has left Yasser Arafat no room for maneuver.
There is no way that Arafat can arrest, or anybody can arrest, somebody who is accused to be doing something against the Israelis. At the same time, the Israelis are killing and destroying and confiscating land and so on and so forth.
Schools have opened after 3 weeks. But Fetten Ramahe, principal of an elementary school in Ramallah, says the first days have been spent trying to repair the chaos Israeli troops left in their wake.
Everything in cupboard out. They take video, and we can't know now everything go if it take. It's the first day.
She asks, what security risk does an elementary school pose? At the Ministry of Education, where student records have been destroyed, Dr. Naeem Abu Homos says the damage is more than physical.
Not just in the materials and in the computers and in the departments, but in our mind. See the children, how much the fear. You know, my children, they refuse to go to school today because they are afraid. This is a big damage.
Used to be a reception office.
At the Palestinian International Bank, a private institution, there were attempts to break into the main vault. The back of an ATM machine has been yanked out, teller cash drawers pried open. Hard drives with account information were taken from mainframes and thrown outside on the street. An Israeli spokesman said financial records could help trace funding for terrorists. But bank manager Usama Qadr says damage goes well beyond the search for information on people behind the attacks.
That's what I was thinking. They were looking for records. If they were looking for records, they would have kept everything on the computer in its place. But the whole PCs, computers, we have been destroyed.
He points out the window to the shells of four company cars.
Smashing cars, what has to do with the information if you are looking for that? It's only kind of destruction of your valuables, of your information, of everything.
Traffic in Ramallah is snarled. There's no sign of police. Barely a police station has been left intact. In the shadow of a mosque, the remnants of the police force gather in an apartment. They say they still don't know how many of their colleagues have been detained or killed in fighting. In addition to targeting the militias responsible for suicide bombings and other attacks, the Israelis have gutted the offices of Jibril Rajoub, the Palestinian security chief for the West Bank. Rajoub, one of the few remaining advocates of a political process, was long considered one of the most reliable and pragmatic of Palestinians. With the Palestinian Authority security forces in disarray, it's unclear who or what will fill the vacuum. Rami Bathish, with the Palestinian Initiative for the Promotion of Global Dialogue and Democracy, says the one thing Israelis have not destroyed is support for Yasser Arafat.
Believe me, I tell you from an insider, the people at the moment are behind Arafat fully. Even the people who did not support Arafat before, the people who had differences with Arafat.
If and when he's released, Arafat will discover the institutions and infrastructure he created as the basis for a Palestinian state have been severely crippled. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Ramallah.